Okay, so when we made a decision to globalize or to do a whole new round of globalization, and we instituted the World Trade Organization, instituted the GATT, the Uruguay round of GATT, we made a decision to dramatically increase the environmental pressure on the planet by doing that. You know, and shipping all the manufacturing to China. So
I'll put it simply to start with, in my opinion, and again, this is my assessment of, you know, after 40 years of really looking at this stuff in some detail, climate change is real. Human caused climate change is real. Yes, it's added on to whatever else is going on in the way of cycles, sun cycles, you know, volcanoes, you know, that occasionally blow up, like the one in Tonga here recently. Those things definitely happen. They definitely have an impact, a very measurable impact, no doubt. What we're doing is just on top of all of those things.
Right.
So, but the thing is, everything the globalists, that the racketeers are telling us that they're doing in response to the problem of climate change
is
a lie.
Right.
It's a lie. Nothing they're doing is about addressing climate change, because everything we could do to address climate change should be done for other reasons that don't just have to do with climate change, like going to regenerative agriculture. There's lots of better reasons to do
that. Stopping waste and stopping environmental damage of lots of different.
Making our health better. I mean,
right.
Restoring ecosystems, thriving ecosystems. I mean, look at the regenerative farmers like Will Harris and Joel Salatin and those people. They're doing great work, and they have, you know, that's how agriculture should be done. That's how it was done before the industrial people came along and perverted the whole thing. But if we did that, massive amounts, probably something on the order of half of the excess CO2 in the atmosphere right now, would end up in the soil, and we would have soil instead of dirt. I mean, we're a nation of dirt farmers right now.
Right.
There's no biology in the dirt.
Right.
And we're not growing healthy food. We're not, you know.
But we could.
We could. And the problem is, the rackets would lose trillions of dollars in revenue if you added it all up. And they're not going to let that happen. So those solutions cannot be allowed to happen. Even though they would help climate change, they would help our health, they would help our energy situation, they would reduce the cost of everything. All of those things have good impacts, but they all take massive amounts of revenue away from the rackets. And so they cannot allow that to happen. So they only have one solution for climate change, and that's to get rid of most of us.
Right.
Sooner the better. But they can't, obviously they can't tell us that. They can't tell you that they're going to solve climate change.
It's the ultimate marketing problem, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a marketing issue, you know? So they have to lie and say, oh, we're making 15-minute cities to solve climate change. That's hardly going to have any impact. Cows emit methane only if they're in combined animal feeding operations or confined animal feeding operations. Cows on grass hardly emit any methane at all. That kind of methane is symptomatic of a bad match between your food and your gut microbiome.
Right.
And they're being fed stuff that cows shouldn't be eating, like soy and corn and all that other crap that, by the way, is cutting down massive amounts of the plant life on this planet that used to use that CO2 to produce oxygen.
Right.
We're decimating all of the green area. We're desertifying large swaths of the planet. And I mean, when you add up all of the things that we're doing wrong to make money for the rackets that most of the rest of us don't need and would be way healthier for and way more wealthy from not having had to spend all of that stuff on healthcare, pharmaceuticals, expensive ultra-processed food that's poisonous. I mean, when you add it all up,